Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Ignorance, doubt, uncertainty, these are common occurrences for human beings. They come up every day, every hour, and every minute. They're really nothing to be afraid of. Ignorance comes before knowledge. Doubt can be healthy skepticism. Art can be a call to seek more information or perspective. Uncertainty can mean you have an open mind. But what about willful ignorance or intentional doubt? These can be harmful and deadly. Just ask the suffering North Koreans. That is, if their government would allow it. The recently released report by the United Nations on Human Rights in North Korea reveals the extent and depth of the depravity of the regime. It should be widely read. Once it is, one can no longer doubt the monstrosity of the regime or reasonably claim that they were unaware of the cruelty inflicted, and most importantly, keep silent. Now, among other things, the UN Commission found violations of freedom of religion, residence, movement, thought, and expression. There have been executions, torture, enforced disappearances, and abductions. These are some of the words of the report. Note, the DPRK is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, SSD is the State Security Department, and ROK is the Republic of Korea, known as South Korea. In addition to the controlled television and radio broadcasting, DPRK nationals receive information from the state through, quote, fixed line, end quote, broadcasting. The fixed line system operates through the use of speakers in every DPRK household. These speakers are inspected regularly by officials to ensure they are still functioning. These fixed lines are often used for broadcasting, quote, forbidden, end quote, news and information, i.e. news the outside world is not supposed to know, and also for emergency situations. And then there is this. DPRK citizens who leave illegally and are arrested by the Chinese authorities are handed over to the SSD at the border. Initially, repatriated persons are taken to an SSD interrogation detention center near the border where they suffer repeated illegal and sexually invasive body cavity searches. SSD agents then question them on how and why they fled, including who assisted them in their departure from the DPRK and what they did in China. This interrogation usually involves torture. Depending on the nature of the allegations against them and their background, the fate of repatriated persons is determined by the SSD. Persons found to have made contact with ROK nationals and our Christian missionaries are sent for further interrogation at the provincial SSD headquarters. From there, they are sent either directly to a political prison camp without any trial, or imprisoned in an ordinary prison camp after an unfair trial. In cases considered to be particularly grave, such as having contact with ROK intelligence officials, the victim faces execution. This August 2013 testimony is from Kim Young Hwan. It is chilling. Forced abortion and forced murder of newborns are carried out. North Korean defectors who got pregnant in China, if they are repatriated back, they are blamed for carrying the child of a Chinese national, and they are put to receive forced abortion or, if they give birth, that child is killed. And finally, there is this. When they enter the ordinary prison camps, most new arrivals are already weak and starving following weeks or months of starvation rations in interrogation detention centers and temporary police holding facilities. Food rations provided in the ordinary prison camp vary depending on the forced labor a prisoner is assigned to do and the prisoner's conduct. Despite having to engage in strenuous types of forced labor, the average prisoner only receives about 300 grams of rough corn porridge or cooked rice with beans per day. Those who do not find additional sources of food are effectively condemned to starving to death. Many inmates of ordinary prison camps survive only thanks to extra food that their families bring during monthly visits. Others feed themselves by hunting rodents and other vermin, eating grass and wild plants, are finding ways to divert animal feed for their own use. Well, the North Korean people need help. I live in reality, I know that, As North Korea's protector, China is not anxious to allow members of the regime to be put on trial by the International Criminal Court. I also realize that North Korea has nuclear weapons, but I refuse to believe that nothing can be done, and ignorance can no longer be an excuse for inaction. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.